بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقوم من الليل حتى تتفطر قدماه، فقلت له: لما تصنع هذا يا رسول الله وقد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر؟ قال: أفلا أحب أن أكون عبدا شكورا؟ متفق عليه. Continuing with the chapter on mujahada, that is exerting oneself in acquiring the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth hadith, which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions under this heading, refers to the extreme exertion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is the narrator of the hadith, and she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his practice that he would stand at night in salah until his feet would start swelling. Before we continue with this, one very important aspect which we learn from these type of ahadith is the very, very important role that what we call the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are in fact the mothers of the believers. Allah Ta'ala says, "An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum." That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has greater right upon the believers than their own lives, and that the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are your mothers. So the azwaj mutahharat, that is the pure wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in reality are our spiritual mothers. And from them we learn the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One was the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in public. Here, to learn about that life, the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullah Ali Majma'in, would relate what they observed of the actions, of the mannerisms of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we have the life behind the closed doors, that is the life of the home, the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that, to learn what was his life inside the home, the source of information for us is our mothers, that is the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a very effective, an important role is played particularly by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She narrated more than 2,200 ahadiths. And it gives us a very, very clear picture as to what the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was within closed doors, so that we can emulate and bring these things into our life. And from this we also learn a very, very important lesson as to what the role of the wife is. What is the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on the woman of this ummah? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah Ta'ala commands the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِيِّ, or the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under these verses, one verse, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, that mention and bring alive and convey the message, what Quran is revealed in your homes, and what are the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, convey this to the ummah. And ulama mentioned that one of the hikmah and wisdoms of the many wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the first marriage of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. He was 25 years of age. And by the time she passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about 50 years of age. So in the prime of his youth, he only had one wife. And then we find from the age of 50 up to 63, thereafter, many, many wives Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took. One of the wisdoms of this was that no aspect of the domestic life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life behind closed doors, should be hidden from the ummah. Every aspect of his life should become apparent and known to us. This is why so many wives Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took that number of wives. And coming back to the point we were making earlier, that what is the role of the wife, what is the role of the mother, what is the role of the woman of this ummah? We have this concept and this idea that it is my wife's responsibility to cook for me, to wash the clothes, to look after the house, to see to my domestic needs. If you look at the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the light of this idea or mindset that we have, he had 9 wives in Madinah Munawwara. So it means that after every 9 nights, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would share the home with one of his wives. So there was 9 nights. Then there were many days when he was in safar, he was in jihad, he was out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the little that remained, each wife would get an opportunity after 9 days. And then in that one chance that the wife of Rasulullah ﷺ had after 9 days, when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is asked to describe the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his home, what is the response? She used to say that kana Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi mihnati ahlihi, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would himself take part in the domestic chores in the home. And she goes on to describe, she says that he would prepare the dough himself. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wash his own clothes. He would repair his own shoes. He would sweep the house himself. When we are told about sunnah, when we are told that we are mashallah ashik rasul, we are practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we talk about eating something sweet before having a meal, then we call that sunnah. But what about sunnahs like this, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to prepare the dough himself? How many of us have done that in our own homes? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would clean the house. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sew his own clothes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would mend his own shoes. These things we feel are beneath ourselves. That a Muslim man should be doing this in his home is unheard of. Yet the greatest personality, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to take a practical part in the domestic chores. How much burden did that woman have? After 9 nights, she would get 1 night opportunity to make Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's khidmat. And even in that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would take a major part in doing his own khidmat. So what was the role of the wife? What were the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing? They were conveying the deen of Islam, the domestic life of Rasulullah ﷺ to the ummah. They were teaching the other women what was the life of Rasulullah ﷺ. And the men of Sahaba, they would come to the wives of Rasulullah ﷺ and ask them to describe what used to go on in the home of Rasulullah ﷺ, and they would relay the conduct of Nabi ﷺ to the ummah. So we can understand what the actual role. One is, what is our idea of what the role of my wife is and what her duties and what her responsibilities are. And what is the actual role that was given to them by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that, the example are the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are our mothers and they are role models, particularly for the women of this ummah, as to what a wife is supposed to be doing. Her first responsibility is this, to convey deen. This is why we are told, encouraged, have ta'lim daily in the home. This is actually a responsibility of the wife to ensure that this halqa of ta'lim is established in the home. That qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, discuss the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the domestic life of our Nabi? This is what our mothers taught us. Aisha radiallahu anha taught us. Hafsa radiallahu anha taught us. We know the famous incident where Hafsa radiallahu anha describes that one morning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up. His tahajjud got delayed. And what he asked is the question, Athanait al-Mihad, that, oh Hafsa, did you turn over the sheet that I used to sleep? Did you turn it double? Did you make it softer for me? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had one sheet which he would share with Hafsa radiallahu anha in her home. That sheet used in the day was a dastarkhan. It was something to put on the floor. And at night, the same sheet was the blanket of Rasulullah, was the mattress of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So out of shafaqah, out of kindness, out of compassion, she turned it one layer extra to create some softness in the bedding of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tahajjud salah got delayed as a result of that. So the question he asked her, Athanait al-Mihad, did you turn it double? Did you make it softer? So she said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I did this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Hafsa, don't do this. Why? Because I am the slave of Allah, and a section of my night has to be given to Allah. مَالِي شَغَلْتُمُونِي بِلِينِ الدُّنْيَا. What did he say? That Hafsa, why did you allow the comforts of this world to become an obstacle between me and my Allah? Now how are we going to learn about those nights? How are we going to learn about what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do at night? What was his conduct in the home? What section of the night he used to give for himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For this we learned from our mothers. They described to us what was the night of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that we can emulate and practice upon this. So coming back to this hadith, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha describes the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does she say? She says, my Nabi at night, he would stand on the musalla, he would make the hajjud salah, hatta tatafattara qadama, until his feet would start swelling. In some riwayats it comes until the veins would start splitting. Sometimes it is mentioned the blood would come out of the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the extent, what we call mujahada, to which he would exert himself in gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shall we continue?